ओम नमः शिवाय डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shagun.org द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज न्याय स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पदकृतिया प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण थैंक यू ओम नमः शिवाय
नाडी मुखेशु विदन्नात ज्ञानः एंड थ्रू द नर्व्स दैट व्हिच मेक्स द नर्व टू make way for the blood to go is called vyanah. Iti kriya rupa upadhi bhedat tatha parvahiyati ityarthah. So, because of the functionality, that functionality itself is the embodiment. See, embodiment is not a physical embodiment here. The function it does is the embodiment here. And because of that, it has been referred to it through different names. शब्दगुणकम् आकाशम् तच्च एकम् विभुम् नित्यम् च शब्दगुणकम् आकाशम् शब्देति शब्दो गुण यस्य तत् तथा शब्दगुणकम् मीन्स् फॉर दैट विच हैज द एट्रिब्यूट ऑफ शब्द इज कॉल्ड आकाश असंभववर्णाय शब्दगुण इति उभयम् इफ यू से गुणकम् एवरीथिंग अदर देन आकाश हैज सम गुण और अदर सो there will be ativyapti again. And if you just say gunakam akasham also it's wrong. And shabda akasham, shabda is in shabdatva. If you want to define something and you are defining something else, so you have to use both gunaka and shabda, shabda gunakam, to remove the asambhava dosha. You wanted to define akasha, but if you use each one separately, it will not be avya ativyapti like other things. It is asambhava. You wanted to define akasha, but you are going to define something else. Therefore, both the terms should be used. Bimbaiti, vibhuiti, saramutra murta dravya sanyogi. What is vibhu? Vibhu means that which has a relationship with all the murta dravyas. Murta dravyas means a dravya substance. Murta means that which has a form. The substance with form. So, with that, all of those substance, this has a relationship. Atitadi vyavahara hetuhu kalahasta eko vibhur nityascha. Atiteti. Atita ityadiyor. इत्यादि यो व्यवहारः अतीतो भविष्यत् वर्तमानः इति आत्मकः इत्यात्मकः तस्य असाधारण हेतुः काल इत्यर्थः सो अतीत ए इति अतीत अतीत मीन्स अतीत एक्सेट्रा पास्ट अतीत पास्ट वर्तमान प्रेजेंट then bhavishyat future. So this kind of relay transaction wherever through because of what, because of whichever thing you do this kind of transaction past present future etc, that is called kala. Asadharana hetuh, for that this special cause is kala. There can be no other cause which through which you can relate with this these things atita etc. And vartamana is the one thing which is giving itself in a presenting itself in a different form of atita and bhavishyat, meaning the past and the future. What is atita? Atita is vartamana dvamsa pratiyogitvam, bhavishyatvam vartamana pragabhava pratiyogi etc. ननु इदं लक्षणं आकाशे अतिव्याप्तं व्यावहारस्य शब्दात्मकत्वादिति चेत् न अत्र हेतुपदेन निमित्त हेतोर्विवक्षितत्वात् न चैवं कंठताल्वादी अभिगाते अतिव्याप्तिरिति वाच्यं विभुत्तस्यापि विशेषण निवेशात् बट अतीतादि व्यवहार हेतुः कालः युसे दिस् लक्षण दिस् डेफिनेशन has a defect called ativyapti. It is also including akasha, space in it. Because akasha is also something where you do this transaction of past, present, future, etc. Only in some space you do this vyavahara of time. So, if you say that vyavaharasya shabdatmakatva, because this shabd, what is vyavahara transaction? Past, present, future. What is this past, present, future, this transaction? It's words. And where does this word exist in space? Because space is that which has the property of shabda, which has the attribute of shabda, which has the quality called shabda. Therefore, you wanted to define time, but you also are including space in it. Because the transaction, for the transaction, past, future, etc., you have to use words. If you say, no, because atra hetu padena atidadi vivahara hetu, what is that hetu? We are not defining something, we are using nimitta karana. Nimitta hetu, nimitta karana, we are saying nimitta karana, for which this is the nimitta, this is what is the cause which creates that cause. So, asa evam kanta talvadi abhigate adivyapti iti vyachyam. So, if you say then, nimitta karana, you want nimitta karana only, na, some cause which triggers this, that is what you want, isn't it? Okay, kanta talu, the throat and that inner tongue, this, when they relate, when you move your tongue, when you produce a sound, the sound is produced through the tongue, etc., all this, the throat, tongue, the movement of these things, and the sound which is bellowed from your belly, through this relationship, the sound is greater. You wanted to include something which is greater. The sound is greater. There is a relationship here. So, you wanted to define kala, but the cause becomes, if it is a nimitta cause you want, maybe space is not nimitta cause, but the words which are created because of the relationship with throat, etc., that is a nimitta. That relationship is a nimitta. Therefore, there it will become atipyapti if you say na, because vibhutvasya api visheshnat atitadi vivahara vibhutva hetu kalaha, like that you have to say. So, if you add that, no, there will be no trouble here in this lakshana. Prachyadi vyavahara hetuhu dik sata eka vibhui nityacha prachi, etc. This kind of transaction, wherever you do, that is called dik. Meaning, iyam prachi, iyam avachi, iyam pratichi, iyam udichi, ityadi vyavahara asadharana karanam dik ityartha. Dik is the direction that with which you refer. This is the north, this is south, this is east, this is west. These kind of relationship, these kind of vyavahara transaction through which you do, that is called dik. And hetur dik iti uchyamane paramanado adivyapti varnaya adivyapti syat tad varnaya prachyadi vyavahara. See, instead of prachyadi vyavahara hetu, if you just say hetu dik, for everything cause is the moola cause, the root causes paramanu. So in paramanu, even there in the kala, you can say this hetu kalaha. If you just say hetu kalaha or hetu dik, paramanu also becomes cause for everything. Therefore it will become ativyapti there. So you have to say aditadi vyavahara or prachyadi vyavahara. Akashadi varnaya asadharani ityapi deyam. So prachyadi vyavahara asadharana hetu dik, like that you have to say. Otherwise, space also is a place where you do this kind of transaction, prachi, etc. So that, to say that, differentiate it, asadharam, special cause you have to say. Jnanadhikaranam atma sadvidha varmatma jivatma chaiti. Jnanadhikaranam bhutaladi varnaya jnanaiti adhikaranam atma. See, jnana adhikaranam atma. Atma, he is defining as jnana adhikarana, that which is a substratum, base for jnana, knowledge. Now, I don't use knowledge, I say adhikaranam atma. This ground is base for me to stand. This table is a base, substratum for the book to be kept on. So there are many things like this, which is a substratum for one thing or other. Now there the relationship will go. You wanted to define Atma, but the relation, the definition also includes the ground, table, etc. So I include jnana, jnana adhikaranam. For knowledge, only substratum is Atma. Only base is Atma. Kala adivaranaya samavaye nityapi deyam. Kala, see, samavayena jnana adhikaranam Atma. That should be the definition. Otherwise, kala will also be a cause. Therefore, it will also come into the definition. It will become ativyapti dosha. So you have to say samavayena jnanadhikaranam atma. Kalika sambandhena it's there. In the relationship with atma is there with kala in kalika sambandha. But jnanadhikaranena jnanadhikaranam, this relationship is in samavaya, inseparable relationship with the atma. Ishprayati samavaya sambandhena nitya jnanavan ishvaraha. With this inseparable relationship, Ishvara is one who has nitya jnana, nitya icha and nitya prayatna. Jiva, nitya jnana, knowledge, nitya icha, desire, nitya prayatna, effort. So it is eternal for him, the desire, the knowledge and the effort. These are all eternal in Ishvara. Jiveti, sukhadi samvaya karanam, jiva ityartha. Where the sukha etc. are in the inseparable relationship where it's been experienced, that is called jiva. He is called jiva. Sukhadi upalabdhi sadhanam indriyam manaha. What is mind? Mind is that where, which is a sense organ where you experience bliss etc. Sukhaiti atmana sanyogadi varanaya indriyamiti. So you have to say indriyam, sukhadi upalabdhi sadhanam manaha. If you say sukhadi upalabdhi sadhanam, sukha etc., which is the means to gain happiness etc., that is mind. If you don't include indriya in the definition, what will happen? Atma and mind are in contact. And you have this manasa pratyaksha, you have this perception of mind, the knowledge from the mind, because of the mind, triggered by the mind, smarana etc. There is no, the experience is there, experience is attained, but it is because of the relationship of mind and the atma. So there the relationship will go. The definition you wanted to define mind, but the definition also includes the relationship between mind and atma. So to remove that, you say indriyam, you add this indriyam padam, because that relationship with mind and atma is not sense organ. So you say sense organ. Chakshuradi varanai sukheti. To remove chakshu etc., you say upalabdhi sadhanam indriyam manaha. If you say upalabdhi sadhanam indriyam manaha, I is the sense organ, upalabdhi sadhanam is the means to gain something. It's an instrument to gain some experience. So eyes, nose, etc., there the relationship, the definition will go. So you say sukha, the happiness, etc., that which is the instrument to experience happiness, etc., that is mind. That sense organ is mind. So the definition will not go to eye, etc., the sense organs, or to the relationship between atma and mind etc. Chakshur matra grahya guno rupam. Chakshurti rupatvadi varanaya gunapadam. Chakshur matra grahya guno rupam. He says chakshur matra grahya rupam. If you say chakshur matra grahyo gunaha, instead of grahya gunaha, if you say just grahya rupam, that which is gained only through the eyes, not attribute. If I just say that, then it will also add rupatva. Rupa, this existing rupa is a guna, and rupatva is an attribute in that guna. So rupatva also you gain only through the eyes. So there this definition will go. Therefore you say guna. Nasadi varnaya chashu grahya iti rasa etc. To remove, see, if you say grahyo gunaha, grahyo gunaha, that which is gained, that which is grasped, that kind of attribute is rupam. If you say, then taste also is tasted to the sense organs, that is also grasped. Ears also grasp the sound, nose grasp the smell. So there the definition will go. So you have to say chakshur matra, you have to point out to the sense organs, chakshur matra. Sankhyadi varanai matra padam chakshur grahyo gunaha rupam. If you say chakshur grahya, the eyes also sees the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, 5 people are there. 1, 2, 3, 3 dogs are there, or 3 cats are there. These kind of countings also are gained through the eyes. So, to remove that counting, etc., the numbers, etc., or 3 if you write, that also is a number. You see it only through the eyes. To remove that, you say chakshur matra. The number 3, etc., or the object, 3 objects, etc., that can be also gained through touch, the sense of touch, etc. So you say chakshur matra grahyo gunaha yadyapi prabhaviti sanyoga varanaya gunapadena vishesha gunai gunasya niveshaneetiya tata eva sankhyadi varanam sambhavati iti matra padam vyaktham tatapi samsiddhika dravatva varanaya tadavashyakam. So he says, though, even though, see, instead of guna, chakshur matra grahyo gunaha, if you say chakshur matra vishesha gunaha, I don't need to add this matra padam. Chakshur grahya vishesha gunaha, if I say, it is taken care of. Sankhya will not come into picture. But still, in samsiddhika drava, the natural, whatever that which is natural, in the natural state, that kind of dravatva, there you have to have this. So he says matra pada. Vastu vastu paramanu rupatve, paramanu rupe adivyati varanaya, chakshur matra, grahya jatimatvasya, visheshniyataya, visheshe padam nadeyam. Then why didn't you add this visheshnam, visheshna, vishesha gunam, why didn't you add this? He says, I didn't add this in the mula because chakshur matra grahya jatimatvasya, vivakshinaitya, that which jati, that which class, that which species is grasped, gained only through the eyes, that is what we are defining here. Therefore, I don't need to use this vishesha, this term vishesha, because paramanu cannot be grasped through the eyes, etc. It is not indriya pratyaksha, it is not grasped through the sense organs. It is yogi pratyaksha. It can be gained in the yogic state. Therefore, trenukadi varanaya gunapadam tu deyam. But this guna, this term guna should be definitely given because otherwise, chakshur matre grahyaha rupam, the trenuk etc., the three anus when they come into, three paramanus when they come into, or two dvinics when they come into contact, it creates called trasreno. Trasreno is the first object which you can see through the naked eye. That which is seen through the rays, etc. So, there this definition will come. So, to remove that, you say gunaha. It is not a guna. Therefore, it is said gunaha. Sapteti. Rupattam iti anushujyate. Shukla neela peeta rakta harita kavisha chitra bheda saptavidam. Saptavida rupam. That is how you have to. Saptavidam, seven types means seven types of forms. You have to understand like that. Rasana grahyo gunaha rasaha rasatva adivarnai guna iti. Again, rasatva from that class, rasa, you have to remove, so you say guna. Rupadu adivyadivarnaya rasana iti. Rasana you have to include, that sense organ, you have to include. Otherwise, it will also go to the other forms, form, etc. Prithvi jalayo nityartha tatra iti. Prithvi jalavritti tatra. There, the tatra refers to the that which is referred previously, prithvi jala. So shadvida ityartha atra rasa iti anuvartate. Shadvida prithivyam shadvidaha. Shadvida means shadvida rasa. That is how you have to understand. So these are all things which he just goes on in this not really padakritya. This is not examining the padas. We have to understand in this way. He is explaining you those things also here. We'll see. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति शांति शांति।